May God be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all, and his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Holy One of Israel, covenant keeper, you restore what is lost, heal what is wounded, and gather in those who have been rejected. Give us the faith to speak as steadfastly as the Canaanite woman, that the outcast may be welcomed and all may be blessed. Amen. Please be seated. Some encounters just change our lives. There we are, minding our own business, living our lives, expecting that the next moment will be just like the moment before. And sometimes we have an encounter that shifts things. Suddenly, everything is different. I wonder if you can think of an encounter that you've had like that. Maybe it was the moment you first laid eyes on your spouse. Maybe it was a moment when you first met your child or your grandchild for the first time. A time when a stranger became a trusted friend. Or that moment when you fell head over heels for a beloved pet. You know, those moments, we've all had them. However it happened and whomever we've shared them with, these fateful meetings are life-changing. Our gospel story this morning tells us about such an encounter. It is only 8 verses long, but both of those involved in the meeting leave changed as a result. Though this is a short story, it can teach us a lot. Unpacking it and learning from it might just be a lifelong task. "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David," the woman shouts in the middle of Jesus' walk. You see, her daughter is sick and she's been told that nothing can be done. She and her daughter are resigned to the fate that is before them until she hears inklings of this strange Israelite healer. She hears stories of healings that have been done in the past. And so maybe, just maybe, he might be able to help her. So she does her research. She's not an Israelite, but she learns all she can about Jesus. And then she approaches him. "My daughter," she says, "is tormented by a demon." Now, I'll confess here to you today that asking for help is not my strong suit. I wonder if I'm not alone in that. Our culture teaches us that we need to be self-sufficient, that we have to be independent. In fact, if we ask for help, it's sometimes an admission of weakness. Well, the woman in our story this morning has no choice. She swallows her pride and asks Jesus for help. She puts her trust in Jesus. She bets on a long shot. So let us pause here just for a moment and think about how we'd like Jesus to respond to what the woman has just said. How would you respond in a situation like that? Ideally, the hearer would listen to the ailment and respond kindly. Ideally, there would be a meeting of the minds, an exchange of understanding. It would be a beautiful moment. Well, unfortunately, that's not what Jesus decided to do. Instead, at first, Jesus just ignores the woman, which gives the disciples a chance to speak to her and to enumerate all the differences that happen between her and Jesus and the disciples. Her gender, her religion, her ethnicity, her heritage. There are so many differences between the two of them. Send her away, they say, for she keeps shouting after us. Well, this seemingly catches Jesus' attention, so he tells the woman that his ministry actually isn't for her, that he's here for the Israelites. And that's why you don't ask for help, right? Because somebody might say no. Well, this woman is feisty. She doesn't easily take no for an answer. Love for a child will motivate us to do things we had never considered before. The woman knows with every fiber of her being that God's mercy is for everyone, that it's not reserved just for one particular set of people. So she kneels before him. Lord, help me. This is the same thing we heard Peter say last week. If you were here, you might remember when Jesus calls him out of the boat to walk on the water. He takes a few steps and then gets distracted and he says, Lord, help me. Jesus responds, it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. Dogs was a favorite insult of Israelites for Canaanites. And the language here is shocking for any generation. It's especially surprising that Jesus is talking here about fairness to somebody whose daughter has an unexplained and incurable illness. If I were her, I think I would say, "Don't talk to me about fairness." There are a lot of different interpretations about what Jesus says and why. And of course, we're not privy to the tone of voice Jesus used, to the context, to how he was feeling at the time. So not for the first time I've wished for more details in our Bible. Tradition says that perhaps Jesus was testing the woman to see what she would say. Other commentators suggest a variation of this theme, that he wanted to teach her and his disciples a lesson about scarcity versus abundance, and that he only pretended to ignore her and didn't actually mean to call her names. Others say that she was fortunate to have been talking to Jesus at all, that she shouldn't be concerned about his tone of voice or the words that he uses. But more recently, scholars have considered that perhaps Jesus had an incomplete understanding in that moment of the fullness of his ministry. That as fully human, he has the capacity to learn and grow and develop, just like the rest of us. Now, I don't know where she finds it, but somehow the woman has the wherewithal to talk theology with Jesus. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the table, she says. Though she couldn't have known it, there are Canaanite women in Jesus' lineage. Rahab, Tamar, and Ruth have all shown themselves to be faithful to God's call. They have all been invited to be part of God's blessing. The woman this morning that we hear about believes in the abundance of God's blessings, and she's happy to make a feast with whatever crumbs Jesus can spare. She believes that her daughter is included in the mercy God offers, and she just has to convince Jesus of this. Somehow, though unfamiliar with theology, she understands that God is a God of abundance. Perhaps she understands in this moment that idea better than Jesus. The woman's bravery and courage are finally rewarded. Jesus responds, "Great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And just like that, her daughter is healed. You can hear the relief at the end of the story. And just like that, Jesus moves from seeming indifference to compassion. And the two go from disconnection to connection. And just like that, both the woman and Jesus are changed. The woman helps Jesus to better understand his ministry. And so I wonder what she can teach us today. Well, first things first, never underestimate the power of a persistent person. Our story this morning also invites us to learn how much larger, how much more compassionate, how much more inclusive God is than we can ever imagine. It invites us to take our blinders off, to see God blessing those we would have never thought worthy, those that perhaps we've never given a second thought. Who is under the table in your life? Who is asking for a crumb of bread, for a share in God's abundance? Through the story, we can contemplate the nature of faith. As the woman was to Jesus, that's how God is to us. Persistent, always ready to be acknowledged, never giving up. And that's how we are meant to be on behalf of others. That's how we exercise our faith on behalf of neighbors. That's when we find our true selves, because it turns out that we were created to be in community. So for today, let us think about what we are feeling fierce about in our lives and in the world. For whom are we willing to cry out to challenge Jesus? What is the blessing that we need to wrestle from him today? Like the woman in our story, may we search for the crumbs under the table, for the minutest blessings that are there, and may we be ready to make a feast. Amen.